the council has indeed, and I suppose that the council is involved with the sports awards back to 1977. It began, I suppose, sponsoring the schools element of the awards, but since 1996 it's the sole or full sponsor. So it's a long association. But to be fair, it's an awards program that the council is very pleased to be associated with, because you know they do great work. They do great work at celebrating participation and recognising it. Also recognising and celebrating achievement within the sporting arena, and then moving on to where people have been very successful in their own right, or teams have been very successful. They do and celebrate very well as well. So it's a very good fit for Donegal County Council. Sport is extremely important across the county, and in fact it's a key element of what drives the development of the county, and because of that it's someone we want to be associated with, and very pleased to have the opportunity indeed.
And would Donegal County Council be involved in providing infrastructure for sport in the county?
Absolutely, and in fact it's something that the elected members of the council are very, very focused on, to ensure that we drive every opportunity to help people improve their sporting infrastructure, whether it be by way of direct contribution from the council itself, or assisting them in accessing funds from outside, whether it be, I suppose, funds from national agencies or national government, or indeed some of the cross-border funding arrangements as well. So the other part the council members are particularly focused on is giving some assistance to individual athletes or individual teams, and you know they have a bursary system that operates either on an annual or a biannual basis, depending on how they fit it into their programme. So it's a key part of what the council is interested in. It's a key driver of the quality of life generally, and because of that, it's something that the council is happy to have an association with.
Yeah, that's a good point you made there, quality of life, because obesity is becoming a bit of a problem nationwide, so I suppose anything that the council can do to alleviate that problem is of benefit.
Absolutely, I suppose, and it's the fact that the Donegal Sports Awards generally acknowledge and encourage participation is one of the main reasons why we're involved. And as you say, when you get large numbers of people involved, then people are taking exercise, and that contributes to their well-being, and I suppose contributes to their overall health, and that ultimately into quality of life generally.
Yeah, I suppose if you increase the base, get people involved, that will mean that there's a better chance that more will reach the top and reach high standards.
Absolutely, and I suppose as we look at it, for high standards to be achieved, you need three things. You need participation in the first instance to help find those that are going to be elite athletes. You've got to have a way of recognising their achievement as they move along. And then when they get to the stage of being particularly successful, either at individual or team level, that needs to be recognised as well. And the fact that the Donegal Sports Star Awards has consistently done that is very good, because it helps to create, I suppose, the pipeline or the feeder for those that, as you say, become particularly successful in their own right at professional or semi-professional level. And, I suppose that crosses the three areas of general development that the council do. We're interested in the social development of the county, so participation at schools level, community level, right across the county, you know, it's a good fit there. Interested in cultural development, and the fact that the awards program recognises, I suppose, the minority and the lesser known sports from its various backgrounds, is a key fit with our cultural development side. Now, on the economic development side, when you talk about the value that individual athletes who become extremely successful, or you know, teams that do very well, and if you look at the contribution that the feel-good factor on the Gaelic football side has brought over the past several years, and the economic spin-off that comes from that, you know, it's something to be really valued, participation in sport generally.
Yeah, that's certainly to be valued, and it's very hard to quantify that, but you just know the feel in the county, and there's a bit of a lilt in people's steps whenever the county's doing well overall.
Absolutely, and you know, you can feel it anecdotally when you meet people and talk to people, and you know, it's the first thing that's on their mind when things are going well. But you know, if you look beyond that then, and you look at how people who have been involved either with those teams or on those teams or as individuals actually go on to participate in business or something related to that, where there is a direct economic spin-off, and you know there are many examples of it. So, you know, where it's intangible in some ways, it is also very tangible, because it, you know, it leads to the county and its people being synonymous with success, which is something that we try to promote on a regular basis. And indeed, it was great to listen to your interview with Sean Rourke there, and to hear him speak so elegantly of the county, in fact, so well informed. And in some respects, you know, we get a better reflection of the county when we listen to those that come from outside it, because what we see day and daily, and we take for granted, others see as something very special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. And another thing, I suppose, when you're from Donegal and things are going well for some sports people or teams, people then realise, well, you know, we're as good as the rest, and therefore they feel that much better as well because of others are doing well.
Absolutely, and you know, I suppose as well as being as good as the rest, and many times it's been proven that we're better than the rest, you know, but it's useful to celebrate that and to recognise it. I suppose what I would like to do at this stage is just to mention two things. I want to congratulate the nominees for the various awards, and you mentioned earlier 167, like, it's a huge number. And again, I want to acknowledge the great work that's done by the committee of the Donegal Sports Star Awards under the chairmanship of Neil Martin at the moment. And indeed, Sean O'Rourke alluded to that on many occasions during his interview as well.
Yeah, that's important. I was just going to say that a couple of ingredients at least that's required to acknowledge the people that have achieved, and one of them, I suppose, is a committee like the Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee that do a lot of the work, but you also need money, and I suppose that's where the sponsorship of Donegal County Council comes in.
Absolutely, but you know, the sponsorship that is provided is put to very good use, and I know that the committee worked very hard to ensure that there's a very wide interest and as well advertised, but in particular to ensure that, and you know, I've been to several of them now over the past number of years, that they, you know, they run in a very professional manner, and they make sure that that the awards are judged in a very equitable and fair manner, and you know, I have no doubt that Friday night will be a very, very enjoyable night, and will be a very enjoyable night for all of the nominees indeed.